Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everybody, welcome to Nobody Panic Again.
Again, it's more of the same.
It will never stop. This week we're talking about how to make a choice. Do you take the red pill or the blue pill? For example, I've just noticed Tessa's got a bag that says Paige on it.
I don't know what it is. It was a free tote bag.
It's great. I thought it was a cool LA brand.
Could be.
Great.
Certainly could be. Or a girl's name.
Tweet us.
If you're Paige, if your name is Paige and you want a bag, hit me up.
Yeah, she's literally got your bag.
Of course. Stole your bag.
Stole your bag. Yes. Yeah,
choice.
Choice. Decisions. Are you good at making decisions?
Absolutely not.
I always think you're going to say absolutely. And then you.
Absolutely. Also, I met this nice girl the other day who said, do you know that you say, yes, please? Constantly, yes. on the thing, and I was like, no, I don't. And then I listened back to one, and I was like, oh no.
That and I know, right?
Do I?
Yes. Ugh, it's God. Fine.
Absolutely.
I always say don't even notice all big old dicks. It all the time.
You've never said that.
Can't stop. It's so annoying.
Yeah. We went live, we said, let's start by going, let's kick this in the dick. And then we thought it was too rude and we had
suddenly,
to stop.
Suddenly, immediately, we'll just see on our analytics, everybody has switched
like,
off.
Oh, no, it's not for us. Oh, those girls have taken a turn. No, Stevie messaged me and said, here's the choices of the podcast topic, one of which was how to make a choice. And I was literally so overwhelmed even reading the list that I was like, well, it has to be how to make a choice.
Yeah.
Because I'm so bad at it. I can't do it with the tiniest thing. I couldn't choose a pen. If someone was offering me different types of pen, I'd have to test them both out.
Right.
See which one was nicer. I couldn't choose in a menu.
Food, yeah. Do you do the thing where you just look at what someone else has ordered and you're like, I guess that.
Yeah, I want to see everything.
Yeah.
I want them to bring a full sample of everything. Then I'll make my choice.
And then you'd be too full. And then I'll be a disappointment.
Then I leave. Or, you know, food envy as soon as someone else's meal has arrived. Mm. That stresses me right out. Sometimes I turn on Netflix and then I have to leave again.
Oh, I find Netflix really upsetting. And everyone always says things like, oh, there's nothing on. But I think there's so much that you could watch that you're just going, well, maybe there's something better. Maybe there's something better. And then you get to the end and you're like, I've forgotten what the thing was that I was looking to see if it was better of. Like,
well, we are officially, yeah, exactly. You come back around again.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are officially a generation that has more choice than in every area of our lives than any other preceding generation.
That makes sense.
So there used to be those programs on TV like the top 100 adverts or the top 100 shows or whatever.
Yeah.
Because my mum used to watch them and be like, they're just naming all the adverts. We only had 100 adverts. So they're just.
My parents said that as well. Like, yeah.
She was like, that Hovis advert, yeah, that was all that was on the telly. There was only 3 channels, only one was in colour. So you all just had to watch that. There was no option of choice. So it's like, the options were just do or don't watch this. And so there's something very freeing about that. And then Netflix, yeah, if someone hasn't recommended it to me, to my face,
yeah,
there's no way I would just pick something.
No.
Too much.
Too much.
Overwhelming. Total inertia because you're so crippled by wanting to get it right.
I have a different issue with decision making. I'm a bit too impulsive, I think. So not in like a particularly debilitating way, but I dislike having to sit with a choice. Like, I've got a friend who really researches every possible option mm-hmm. for everything. And I see her, I find that exhausting and also not fun. And also I kind of know in the back of my mind that there's often not a right and a wrong. There's often just, well, I've chosen that one, so that's how my life is. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Rather than like, I think it's very rare that you go, oh, wow, I definitely made the worst yeah. choice.
Oh, the worst choice.
As in like out of the two. I think it's, yeah, because normally you just like, so say if you decide to leave your job, you might have a day of being like, oh God, was this the right decision?
Yes.
But then you'll get another job and then you'll be like, you suddenly are not even thinking about whether that was the right, your yes. life just keeps moving on. So I kind of really don't like getting myself into this spiral of worrying about what choice to make. So I just pick one. And yes. then I think that's probably.
That's extremely healthy and sensible. And something we're going to deep dive into further.
Great.
From Barry Schwartz's book, The Paradox of Choice.
Oh my God.
Is the idea that the choice you made was the right choice because that's the one that got made.
That's such an amazing thing.
And if you have many things to choose and you're like, well, this one is good enough. Good enough is good enough.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to have had the perfect one.
And what's the most adult thing that you've done this week? We're just going to drink some water, so it's going to sound like two fish talking.
My adult thing, as some of you know, I've just been in Los Angeles, Stevie.
I mean, I can't even.
I've had an absolutely lovely time.
She looks like a radiant goddess.
I don't, but I do feel I cannot understand.
The last time I saw you, you were genuinely ill.
Extremely sick.
Yeah. Really sick. And then you've come back and it's like a before and after of like someone's made over your insides.
Yeah, well, that is how I feel. Like they just have such a brilliant attitude to wellness out there. And you just drink a lot of juice and they go hiking and there's so much sun and oh, yeesh, I feel really well. But my adult thing is sort of related to the podcast because my very first night in LA, I was staying in a hostel and I was laying on my bed completely jet lagged and confused. And you know, sometimes I'd had a really, really busy week leading up to flying. They'd just been like, go, there was no time to stop. And I was terrified on the plane that I was going to get deported. Mm. And, you know, you're nervous about getting your documents in the right place and you're nervous about all those things. And suddenly you get to your place, there's no more hurdles to jump through. And then I had a real like, what am I doing? Like, mm-hmm. why am I here? Why have I, it's cost me so much money. Like, why have I come here? I don't know anybody. I'm here for, you know, 10 days all by myself. And I really felt totally overwhelmed that I was here. And then I had to think back to the podcast that we've made in the past about traveling by yourself or moving to a new city. And what I really thought about, guys, was the amount of you who have emailed into us to say, I'm traveling on my own or I'm on my gap year or I've just moved to a new city and you know, this is what I've done and how brave I was. And thank you so much for saying. And I really thought about you guys. And I was like, okay, no, you know, like the fun isn't going to happen in your hotel room.
Yeah.
You've got to go out, get out there and find it.
Find a yoga class on the roof.
Go and find a yoga class on the roof. And I did. Anyway, so I've had an absolutely lovely time. But thank you all for all your lovely messages that you didn't know were going to be supportive, but they were.
That's so adult.
Yeah. What's your adult thing?
My adult thing, I thought I didn't have one, but I do. I was asked to do one of those panel things, which I think automatically is an adult thing because I ain't seen no babies on there.
Am I right?
And it was about podcasting and it was with Emma Gannon. But the exciting thing also was that it was at the BFI, which is I go there all the time to watch films, and it was full and I had a lovely time and said very, like, I thought, you know, very adult things. Mm. And then at the end found out that I had lipstick all over my chin the entire time.
Fantastic.
And there was also a professional photographer taking photos all the way through. So I cannot wait to see those photos because I have a red chin. So it was sort of like a mixture of adult and not adult. A nice reminder that it doesn't matter if you've been asked to go on a panel, you're still exactly the same. Decision making. Let's deep dive into it. I was looking at issues around making decisions and the things you can sort of think about if you have to make them. Because I think a part of it comes from that assertiveness thing that we always talk about, which is like feeling like you are good enough to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Like, I am able to make any decision I want. So are you. But often you feel like, I bet I'm going to make the wrong one. And that's not true at all. So we just have to firstly, be confident that if you're faced with a decision, let's use the job thing as an example, because it's probably the most relatable one of like, it's like, I need to change mm-hmm. jobs, or I need to go freelance, or I need to stop going freelance and get a job. That can be really frightening. And that can drag on for like years. And then you wake up and you're like, I thought I wanted to leave 2 years ago and I still haven't done it. The only person who can make that decision is you, and you are the best qualified person in the world to make that decision for yourself, if that makes sense.
I think we are we so hate doing it because we can't deal with the fallout afterwards, and we just want other people to take control. That's why we're like, please, 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 you say, and it's so much easier. You know,
the worst is when you make a choice. I made a t-shirt for my sister Gina, who was on our podcast a few weeks ago, because after a weekend of absolute hell, thinking she'd changed the law on upskirting, you have definitely seen her on the news, she's been on every single news channel. On Friday, she thought she had. Then it got blocked by an MP, which was also all over the news. And then she has been devastated. And then she found out today that the government are backing it. It's being pushed through and it's actually going to happen. So I made her a t-shirt with like some fun stuff on it that she should have by now. So I shouldn't be spoiling it. And right when I pressed send, my boyfriend was like, oh, did you put hashtag stop skirting the issue, which was her hashtag on it? And I was like, no, I didn't. I was like furious because suddenly it's like, of course you should have done it because you like, even you, and you don't even know about it, would be like so much better than I would be. And it's like, that's why the impulsive thing, I think, because I'm just like, I don't want to get it wrong. Or I just be like, well, I just sort of did it really quickly. So, you know, that's why.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst. And I think you just have to be like, and no, I haven't.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And if you dwell on things, you know, or like weird things that you did as a teenager, or what, once I didn't kiss a boy at a party.
And I've been there.
And for a long time, I was always like, why didn't I kiss him? And I was like, well, because at the time I didn't want to. So fine. I have to trust whoever that person was who didn't want to do it at the time.
That's a very good way of thinking about it. I think you can look back, especially as you like progress through your 20s, there becomes more chance of looking back and going, why didn't I realise, for example, I wanted to be a lawyer sooner, and then look at all these cool hotshot lawyers and now I'm like a bit older than all of them? Or why didn't I realise I wanted to go to university at 18 and now I'm going at 20, for example? And actually, it's fine, because at 18, you didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So you can't...
Exactly. You just have to listen to that person that you used to be and be like, they made that choice. And you have to be like, that's a cool choice. Yeah. Cool choice, me
for
in the
them.
Past. Yeah. When we went to spread my grandma's ashes in Canada, in a trip that my dad had organised. And so my dad's Canadian, and it was all very much like we were going to all these places, and it was all obviously a very like emotional yet fun trip.
Sounds like a right laugh.
It was a right laugh, and it was just loads of family members, and we were all in a camper van, and like, and my dad was all in charge of it. And I said to my mum that wherever we end up, wherever the restaurant is, wherever the hotel is, wherever we're sleeping, wherever we end up, you just say, well, lovely. Well, we're here now. Well, we're here now.
Yes.
Because I knew that, you know, my dad would look to my mum to be like, you know, what do you think of this place? And just lovely, lovely. And then everyone, you just could see my dad be like, oh, you know, I made a good choice here. Like, this is a great hotel. The only time I think you can ever really tut at your partner for making a bad choice is if you're on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire together. Mm. And
they crash out at like £200.
They crash out £200. But even then, they did their best. They didn't mean to.
I'd be furious. But
I'd be
curious
if it was something they should have known the answer to.
Yeah. So one of the things that I read, which I thought was helpful, is when you're trying to make a decision, always base your decisions on currently available information, not what you think might happen. Don't try and predict stuff. So to put the example of the job in there, should I leave my job or should I stay? Well, I like the people that I work with. What if this new job, I don't like those people? What if, oh, it's a bigger company, I might get lost. So actually, I should probably stay in this small company, because you don't know that. Like, are you happy in your job? No. Then you need to leave. Like, that's the current information that you know. Is that other job a step up? Yes or no? If it is, then that's a positive move, you know?
Yes.
So like, rather than saying what if, write down all the things that you absolutely know and then make the decision based on that, because 9 times out of 10, that will be the right, in quotation marks, massive quotation marks, decision for you at the time.
Yes. Sometimes, you know, when you make a really like instinctive, you stop something moving or you grab something that you wasn't a choice, it was a split second fast decision, and they happen instinctively, and you're like, oh, I didn't make the choice to grab that glass or stand in the way of this baby falling, or, you know,
stand in the way of a baby falling,
just let it fall on you, or anything. I can't even like a non-emergency based one. Or like,
I think a lot of them are emergency based, because they're just, your body just, your brain just kicks in, and circumvents any thought.
So and sometimes you're, and then you sort of catch up to consciousness a second later, and you're like,
oh, Spider-Man,
pretty good actually, pretty good stuff there. And sometimes that's you at your like most base level, just like behaving like an animal, which feels very like freeing and powerful. And then on top of all of those instincts. Then you have this thing called the orbital frontal cortex, which is where all your like emotions and things happen and decision making. And when if that is ever damaged in an accident, people can totally lose their ability to make decisions. They like completely cease to be able to do it. And so that thing is just full of emotions and full of all this, like, you know, it's a control room trying to make choices. And what it's doing is doing loads of this, like, but what if I don't like the job at the other place? What if I don't have any friends? What if? Because it's trying to fill in those gaps in data that it doesn't have.
Yeah.
So it's being like, it doesn't like the unknown. So it's filling them in with like the worst possible case scenario. And so you've got to do it, you know, exactly what you're saying, of like, what actual information do I have?
Yeah, cut through all the noise.
Cut through that noise.
Your brain is just making like shit noises all the time about everything. Like, rah, rah, I'm hungry, but am I? Rah. Like, I don't need to know that now. Like, actually, hunger is something that you should listen to.
You should probably listen to that one.
Probs. Other thing I found helpful is, even if it feels like the most final decision in the whole world, it isn't, and you can always change it later on down the line. And I think that goes hand in hand with something a friend of mine said to me once that always like stuck in my brain and I always think about when I'm making a choice, is that as long as you're moving forward, that's okay. You should never be stood still, because if you're stood still, then what's the point of living? Like, if you're, unless like you're having the best time of your life, stand still for a bit, absolutely fine.
Absolutely.
Talking about big things. And so if you are faced with a choice and you really don't know which one to go for and you feel like there isn't a right choice, pick one, because that will move you forward. And even if for a second you're like, oh, I don't think that was the right one, it was, because you made it. And also because it's different from what you were doing before, and you can always change it.
Like, nothing is irreparable. You can always go back around.
Apart from murder.
Don't do any murders. If your choice is do I do or not do this murder, don't do the murder, guys.
I'd say don't do the murder, yeah. We are very helpful.
Yes.
Hashtag yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I once saw on a poster on a boy's wall, inertia is your enemy.
Yeah, he sounds very tiresome, but I do really agree with it.
Yeah, I left the room immediately.
My boyfriend got really into motivational quotes on the walls, and I was like, I've got a favourite one. It's a Walt Whitman quote from a poem, Leaves of Grass. Do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself. I'm large and I contain multitudes, which I think is a nice quote, because it means that sometimes if you don't understand yourself or why you've done something, it's fine, because you're a human and you're allowed to make mistakes and you're allowed to be one thing and then 3 months later be like, I would never do that.
Let's get Oprah Winfrey involved.
I think it would be churlish not to at this point.
Goodness sake, you got to.
It's been too long.
I don't know if any of you have been on Oprah.com, but
absolutely not.
It's an adventure playground. So this comes to you directly from the Oprah goddess Winfrey. So
okay.
The goddess Oprah Winfrey. There were these 7 steps that she identifies. And number one is about identifying your goal. It's from Decisions, the Art of Effective Decision Making. It's about identifying your goal and make sure you're making your choice for the right reason. And so if it's about moving your job, is it, do I really want a different career or do I just want a different boss? And so don't make a decision based on the wrong problem.
So really identify that problem.
Yeah. And so is it, do I want to make a step up in my career and do I want these things, or have I just had too much? Is it just, do I not want to be in this space anymore?
That's interesting. Yeah, because often you will go like, oh, it's this. And then you actually, you dig a little bit deeper and you realise, I wanted to change my job. And then I realised, well, I wanted to go freelance. It wasn't the job that I didn't like. I actually really liked the job. I just wanted to have more freedom to do the other stuff that I wanted to do.
I think even with like trying to choose like colours of paint for your wall.
Yeah.
It's like, is this a colour that I love, or
did Instagram tell me?
Or did Instagram tell me, or did this other colour, did somebody once say that was boring?
Yeah, and
have I now internalised, what are my actual emotions? How do I actually feel?
And how interiors is actually something that I find incredibly stressful for that reason, because I'm like, I'm only picking this because I saw a cool person on Instagram do it, but like, I don't have any opinions on it.
No,
elsewhere.
That's how I feel about my lack of taste. Yeah. And then I feel very strongly about this Walt Whitman quote, I am multitude. To be like, yes, this is what I've done. Yeah. And when I, you know, sometimes I'm wearing something that I'm like, oh, everyone will tease me. And then if you're being like, this is what I'm wearing, everyone's like, it certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
You wore that pink ski suit and you wore it with like such... like hello, they like, you said that you wore a top over it, so it was like they just thought I had big pink trousers on. That also looked mad. But like, you looked so confident.
You can get away with anything. And you know, just be like, yeah, this is what I like. I like my walls this color. This is what I like my bed. This is, you
yeah
know.
Like, what's the best thing for you? I think is such go on.
No, nothing. Just that in this in Legally Blonde, yes, the film, she says at one point to one of the like Delta New Girls, somebody says, are you sure? And she says, as sure as I am that no one should wear paisley. And I just like, age 12, was like, okay, no one should ever wear paisley.
Okay. What is,
you know,
paisley?
Paisley is that.
No, as in when you're 12, you're like, great,
yeah,
what's paisley?
What's paisley? And never wear it. Yeah. And you're just like, okay, these are the rules. Be like, who cares? Wear paisley.
And also,
paisley,
that film's
thing,
all about a woman just making choices purely because she thinks what a man would do.
Exactly.
And turns out it was the right choice because she meets another man who was there. And so her life is better for doing law. Is that right? Or does he sexually assault her?
A man sexually assaults. He doesn't assault her.
She doesn't end up with a man who sexually assaults her.
No,
right?
He doesn't. Great.
She ends up with someone else.
It's about making a choice, a good choice for the wrong reason at the beginning, because she goes to law school just to follow him. But once she's there, she discovers that actually she's an amazing lawyer, and then she makes a series of great choices for the right reason.
Yes, that's a great analogy for the thing of like, that is the choice that she made. So then it turned out fine because, I mean, it's a film and that's just ignored.
But I think that is true of lots of people's thing. People, you know, move to different cities and follow boyfriends and girlfriends around the world and, you know, make choices for other people and do all kinds of things.
Is fine.
In retrospect, absolutely. And in retrospect, you might think like, I did this thing for a weird reason, but now I'm here. Turns out this was meant to be. I've made a life. This is what I was always supposed to do, you know?
Yeah. Another thing is about do that thing where you ask people but actually do listen to their answers, because when I'm trying to make a decision, I ask people, they might as well have not said anything because I'll just always go with the one that I wanted them to say anyway. So if they say the opposite, I'll get furious with them. Well, obviously not that. And they're like, why did you ask me? I think if you're really stuck speaking to people around you, they might have an opinion that you didn't think, and then it might help. Often you will as well. Very deep down, I think we always know what the decision that is best for us is.
Use those people as a sounding board just to get all your ideas out there and present all the information. And then what you've done there is got all that information out of your brain that you're trying to deal with, and you've put it out on the table for somebody else. But then that's the process of talking to somebody about it, not really them.
Not really their opinion. You're
right. And if someone has come to you for advice, you know, just let them talk it out and ask, you know, continue to pry out the questions out of them rather than being like,
do this.
Obviously this, mate.
Yes, that is so true. You're right. I go back on what I said then. It's actually not the other person's opinion, is it? Often, if it's something like really simple, like I'll be like, I don't know whether to go to this thing or this thing. I will walk around the flat just talking about it for hours. And then doesn't matter what anyone who happens to be in the flat says, I will make the decision based on, like, at the moment you say it aloud, you're like, oh, it's obvious.
It's obvious, absolutely.
Or it's a bit more obvious than it was before.
Yeah. Or even in a restaurant sometimes I'll say, you know, I don't know what to do. And then someone will say, well, what are you? Rather than, I don't need someone to say, have the burger. I need someone to say, well, what are you choosing between? And me to say, the burger and this. And then them to say, Well, are you hung up on that because you think it's got avocado in it and you're too focused on that? And me to say, yes, thank you, I am. Thank you for opening my eyes there.
Yeah.
Once somebody...
Yeah, this is true. That is true. Also with like relationship things as well, you ask your friend who you know is going to be like, oh, leave him, because you want to hear that.
Yes. So be wary of the person that you've asked for help. And if you are lucky enough to be somebody that people have come to for advice, be aware of your...
Abuse that power.
Abuse that power. And ruin people's day. My next one on here is about trying to eliminate choices by setting standards. And I do terribly when choosing something like a digital camera, for example, as their example. And they said,
was this written a while ago?
I think you could
and
buy
a penny farthing.
A digital camera and being like, which one can you carry easiest in the suitcase? For example, I own so many items of clothing that have like a bow on them or a fun lining or a tiny
you
button.
You do like a fun detail.
Yeah, a fun detail. I'm an idiot for a fun detail. And then you really have to try and eliminate those fun details. And A, say to yourself, could I sew a bow on something else? Could I perhaps put this elephant button on another coat that was better?
Right.
Because constantly people are like, why are you wearing that? And I'm like, look at this. And they're like, that tiny detail does not justify how unwaterproof that item is or however useful that is. So try and eliminate the tiny fancy details and just get serious with the basics. And for example, with a digital camera or someone selling you something in the shop, there's a lot of, well, it's got a memory card and you can use it underwater and you can do this. And you're like, ooh, the big sell. And then really, if you think to yourself, like, will I ever use this camera underwater?
Yeah.
Know, will I ever do that?
Yeah,
you
no. Know?
And the answer is
not.
No, you won't.
No.
So don't try and, you know, and everybody has something in their life that they constantly justify to other people by being, or like, I own a pair of trousers. I own a pair of trousers that has a bottle opener on the belt.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Wow.
I mean, they're outdoor trousers.
Are they nice trousers?
No. No, they're not. I 100% bought them because they from the a range of trousers in the shop because they had a bottle opener.
And that's fun.
On them.
Which is useful, but you're never going to be wearing those trousers when someone says, oh, does anyone have a bottle opener?
No, it's never happened. I've been there for years.
Yeah.
And no one's ever asked. I don't drink beer, so it's completely... I've never used it for myself.
That's excellent.
And then my mum was like, you have to get new ones of those. They're absolutely dreadful. And I was like, but the bottle opener. And then she just like popped it off the belt loop. And then she was like, there you go, put them on another pair. And I was like, oh God,
my
life is a lie. Oh God. Yes. So don't let yourself get clouded in the judgment process.
Yeah. And that also is works for bigger things. If you're making decisions about your life that is like, well, that might be fancier and look better, but will I be as happy? Or will I really focus on like the happiness and the important parts of that decision rather than like the proverbial bottle opener?
Yes, because so often, even in two jobs, the bottle opener comes first and foremost, you know, or you're like, oh, this job, you leave early on a Friday, or like this job has free pizza at lunch or something.
That sounds great. Go for that job.
And that's obviously take that one. But maybe if you actually wrote down all the pros and cons, don't let yourself get down the bottle hole, rabbit hole.
Also, I'd say another tip, use a magic eight ball. What?
Yes.
I do love them. They are great. Don't use that. You're busy doing what I sometimes do, which is just going, that one.
The emotional decision-making part of your brain, that frontal cortex bit, that try not to make decisions. Obviously, if you have to make an on-the-spot decision about your menu or your food or anything. And actually, I think about this a lot every time the tube is down or buses are down or anything big has happened and, you know, people are deciding how to get out of a situation.
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, this is what's going to happen in the apocalypse and you just have to make a choice about how to get out and then you have to just stick to that choice.
Yeah.
But otherwise you will spend the whole time...
Running around the same place,
running around
crying
endlessly in a circle and be like, it's 45 minutes later and I've moved 20 feet down the road. I've achieved nothing here. Just make your choice, stick to it. And once it's done, you're in now. This is what we're doing. We're here now. Lovely. And then just, you know, crack on and stop beating yourself up about, should I have taken the bus or should I have done
this? We're here now. That isn't it lovely, I think is a really great phrase to use in all aspects of decision making. Well, we're here now.
So
let's make
the best of it. And it just makes people, the room, immediately calm. Everyone else you're with, that you've set the bar there. Like,
oh yeah, because there's nothing worse. You know when like you've gone for drinks and then some people are like, should we go on to the next place? And then there's a discussion about where that next place is. Someone who's very assertive and great makes a decision. You go there and then everyone just complains about it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, this is busy. Oh, well, we could have gone to the other. And you're like, what we could be doing is having fun in this busy place.
Otherwise, this evening is 90%. choice admin followed by choice post match analysis.
That's a great way of putting it, yeah.
Instead of just getting on with the evening.
Yeah, we don't need any choice post-match analysis.
We don't need that.
Surely it'd be, it was amazing, but post-choice analysis.
Sure.
Otherwise, then it's choice and then you're just talking about a match.
Absolutely. This word choice, then new word. New separate issue. Yeah. Anyway, so if it's a bigger thing than that, if you've been offered something big and you are making a much bigger choice than where to go this evening, do not make one in a bad mood, under a lot of stress or overtired, because those are times when that control room in your brain is just shutting down.
Yeah.
So really take a break, go for a long walk, go do some meditation, do all the classic sort of self-care things.
That sleep on it thing is actually
sleep on
good
it is
thing,
a really genuine thing. It's let your unconscious mind have some time in that control room to really think things through.
Table a meeting with all the top heads in the control room so that they can all discuss before you
table
just go
a meeting, and like let's everybody have a prepare and everyone come and pitch their reasons here.
We're talking about the little men in our brain, by the way,
guys,
in case.
That's they're tabling a meeting.
Sadly full of men, like what a shame. Even my brain is 100% men.
It's insidious and there's nothing to be done. I remember at school when I was, and possibly there's something that some of you are going through about having to make choices about UCAS or where
will it be universities now, or like you've graduated and you don't know what to do with your life.
But even GCSEs, what to do for your GCSEs, what to do for your A-levels, because this is the first time suddenly these massive choices are being put on you that possibly influence the rest of your life. Firstly, no they don't.
No. What I did.
And even if you want to be a doctor and you're like, I have to have science and I have to have this A-level or whatever, those are still things you can do again. You can do those A-levels as an external candidate. Like that process is not closed for you. And I remember during UCAS having this real like, what should I go and study as a degree? And somebody said, why don't you just defer it and choose next year, go through this process next year. And I remember being like, oh my God, yes, thank God, yes, please. What a brilliant, brilliant idea. And then I sort of, and that was such an immediate moment of like relief and like what a brilliant, brilliant choice that is. And then went for a walk, like slept on it the next day. I was like, oh no, I'm an idiot. Then I'll go through this process in the future when I'm away and, when I don't want to be doing this, I should do it. Just get through it right now.
Yeah.
And so don't always listen to the choice. If you have that immediate like, oh my God, yes, be wary of it in case it's just, is that the easiest route in the short term?
Yeah,
are
you just relieved you don't have to do a thing now?
Right now, And so are you just putting something off?
If something isn't time specific, I still, my brain still treats it like it is. So if I have to make a choice and I have to send someone an email, a reply about something, I could wait a night and send it back the next day, but I don't. I'm like, no, get this done, because I can't cope with the idea of like having to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
Be like halfway between me and Tessa. Think about it a bit, but don't let it consume you, because you will make the best decision. And if you don't, it's not the end of the world. The stakes are never as high as you think they are.
Mm. As with many things, find that middle ground between me and Stevie.
Yes. Whichever river Pocahontas would have chosen, she would have
made a wonderful life.
Made a wonderful life.
Shall I marry Cocoam?
Shall I take the smoothest course? Steady as the beating drum. Should I marry Cocoam? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver? Just around the river bend. I did not know I knew that amount of lyrics.
I didn't know anything apart from Shall I Marry Cocoam?
That is the key part of the song. So fair enough. And unfortunately, in real life, she did die of syphilis.
In the real life, she made the wrong choice.
She made the wrong choice.
That was a bad choice. Do not get on the boat with the colonial white men and return to England where you die. We had this cool idea where we wanted to say fun quotes in the style of Grandmother Willow, because she is our constant sounding board, source of wisdom.
She's the woman in the tree in Pocahontas.
Yeah.
And when she talks, all the wind, she has wind, and lots of wind happens, and she's just very wise. And we wanted to have Grandmother Willow Corner each episode of Nobody Panic, where one of us says like a really wise quote. However, apart from the fact that we haven't done it yet, today, Tess has sprung it on me, and I tried to find a choice quote, but they're all quite aggressive and not helpful.
So hey, you know what you should do? What? Make a choice.
Oh my God, make a choice.
And whatever it will be good enough, except if it's really bad, and then I'll tell you.
I'm going to make a choice. Okay, here we go. I made a choice.
Way to go, Stevie.
This is Grandmother Willow. Maybe if I edit it, I will have made some sort of musical sting. If not, sorry.
Well, you do it with your voice.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
I've made a choice.
Sorry, yes, you have. You made a choice.
It doesn't matter which side of the fence you get off on sometimes. Oh dear, that sounds like sounds sexual.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which side of the fence you get off on sometimes.
Commit.
What matters most is getting off. Okay, I've made up.
What? That can't be
I
right.
I hadn't read it before. What matters most is getting off. You cannot make progress without making decisions. I wish they'd got rid of the fence stuff and just said that.
So maybe it's like,
if you have
a wife, it doesn't matter which side of the riverbank
you end up on.
You dock your canoe.
There's probably something fun on either side of the river. Yeah.
Yes, there's stuff.
The point is
The point is you're not on the river anymore.
I mean, that was a bizarrely worded quote. But look, I made a choice.
You made a choice. You know what I'm going to say?
It was mad.
Absolutely lovely. Well, we're here now. We've come to the end.
I would be dreadful in an apocalypse.
That's why you're not on my team, and I'm so sorry to say it.
That's so sad. I don't think you're on mine either.
No, and I accept that. Okay. We would
respectfully go our separate ways.
Yes, we would.
If the podcast happened, if apocalypse happened now, I'd wish you all the best.
We wish you.
We'd hope to see you when it's over.
And both of us would quietly in our heads think, but I won't be seeing her again. She's not going to make it
Imagine
out.
Imagine if we did.
Yeah. But I do think we would both, without a moment's hesitation, acknowledge that the both of us needed to go in different
directions. And that's fine, because that is the choice we've made. So I really enjoyed that episode. Just also wanted to do a quick shout out to our lovely friends at Pulsin Brownies, who sent us some brownies, salted caramel.
Correct the word us, thank you, Stevie.
Sorry, they sent me some. You were away, that was why.
And you ate them.
Yeah, I did. Because they were so delicious. Salted caramel, vegan, gluten-free. They're raw chocolate, so they're not like too bad for you. And they're absolutely delicious. So thank you so much. Thank you so much from me. Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod. Email us, NobodyPanicPodcast@gmail.com. Also, our personal Twitter is @StevieM. The S is a 5.
That's a choice that she made.
It's a choice I made. And I don't regret it.
No.
Because now I have a slogan.
People love it. @TessaCoates. Nothing to chant.
Oh, no regrets.
No regrets.
Have a lovely week. And just like, make choices for you,
make
guys.
Choices for you. Own them. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
With a new episode that we'll be making a choice on.
Oh my God. What will it be? I don't know.
Nobody knows. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.